brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is Wednesday, the 16th day of March, 2011. We're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours. Greg Pallas, who's reporter for BBC and ABC News, really an expert on reporting on nuclear disasters and the fact that the Japanese are set to build the same designs of the reactors that have gone haywire in Japan here in the United States. He'll be joining us coming up in the middle of the next hour. Mike Adams, the health ranger, who happens to be in Austin right now, will be joining us in studio to talk about his research into the health effects of radiation and ways to protect yourself. I got up this morning and saw listeners commenting on Infowars.com. This headline out of KTVA, CBS News in Alaska, and the headline was, State radiation levels in Alaska elevated but not harmful. And we posted part of the article, and then Watson called me and he said, have you read deeper? And as you read deeper in here, it sounds like they're hedging their bets, kind of like the Japanese did on Friday and Saturday, saying, we don't know if they're elevated, but they might be elevated. And now we know we have radiation maps. It's much worse than what they had said. The Pentagon is reporting that hundreds of miles out, 200 miles out, ships have been exposed to radiation. And we know the winds are coming towards the west coast of the United States and Canada. And Alaska is one of the first places they believe it may hit. But it's not clear reading this. And I think KTVA needs to change their headline or clarify. Because what does this headline say? State, radiation levels in Alaska elevated but not harmful. And then you read deeper into the article. And it says the State Commissioner of Health and Social Services says Alaska could see a very small increase in radiation levels, well below what could be harmful. And I remember reading this morning, and I swear it was different and said that they had said that. So I don't know if they are elevated and the government called, which has happened before in history, and said cover this up, spin this. I don't know if that news outfit is just wrong, but we're working on it and updating our article right now. Our headline alert, has radiation from stricken Japanese plant reached Alaska? Question mark. And then we have the related article from last night that is the most important, and I'm getting to that after the break. Alert, Fukushima cover-up, 40 years of spent nuclear rods blown sky high. The problem here is we don't know what the truth is. We have this trillion-dollar Navy, trillion-dollar Air Force, trillion-dollar-plus Army, ships all over the Pacific, aircraft. And they are out there getting radiation measurements, and they're not telling us what's going on other than that ships 200 miles out to sea east of Japan, U.S. ships, the crews on board, some of them were radiated, those that were on deck, did get a serious dose of radiation. So we're watching this. Obviously, things have continued to deteriorate. There's only 50 people staying at Fukushima. It's a giant six-nuke plant with the Mark I that blew up on Monday, three others that have partially blown up with huge explosions. Headline, the Fukushima reactor plant's crisis is not claimed soon. Japan will need more brave volunteers to battle it. Again, the Fukushima nuclear plant's crisis is not calmed soon. Japan will need more brave volunteers to battle it. I mean, can you imagine 50 people? And we'll blow up this map we've got put out with the Japanese radiation levels. And you can see there the areas in red that have higher levels, orange, moderate, yellow, medium to low, and then you've got the testing underway. You know, it's funny. The worst hit areas, this reportedly being put up by the Japanese government, the worst hit areas where Fukushima is based and south downwind are not reporting. They're saying under survey. So the areas where you can bet your bottom dollar the radiation is the highest, they're saying basically they're not releasing the information.
reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. We are now 6 days into the unfolding disaster centering in and around the north of Tokyo at the Fukushima reactor complex. 4 of the 6 reactors have exploded or caught fire. The big issue here that everyone needs to understand, the most important report that we have out for everyone to read is alert, Fukushima cover-up, 40 years of spent nuclear rods blown sky high. It is confirmed and been hiding in plain view since Saturday, and then again on Monday with the two biggest explosions at Fukushima 1 and 3, that 40 years of spent uranium and plutonium fuel rods numbering over 600,000 were stored inside the main containment facilities that have blown sky high. You have the internal sealed with the live fuel rods, and we'll click for folks watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, that related article. Again, alert, Fukushima cover-up, 40 years of spent nuclear rods blown sky high. That report was put out last night by Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo. It has all the proof, all the evidence. This shows that it's much worse than they had first reported. Outside of the main 6 plants, they had hundreds of thousands stored. In pools, because if they're exposed to the atmosphere, they catch fire. hundreds of thousands of others were inside plant 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Four of those plants have exploded. Two of them more spectacularly, plant 1 on Saturday morning, plant number 3 with the Mark 1 MOX plutonium-based uranium as well reactor. Those exploded. You've got the main containment area, another containment facility, and then the inner sealed metal container with the live rods that are going through their reactions to produce heat to turn the steam-based turbines. So they have rods inside the third area in the core. They're live. Then within another area outside that, they have the spent rods. And then in another area outside that, they have more spent fuel rods. And then the final roof box casing over the internal dome. When you see the Fukushima 3, and we'll try to play that video for folks that are watching, radio listeners can just search the term Fukushima number 3 explodes, that huge mushroom cloud thousands of feet in the air ejecting all of what looks like fuel rods, I said on Monday, we now know in that Mark 1 reactor 3, it was filled with rods outside of the metal-sealed internal casing, spraying those all over the place. Then we have the press reports of fuel rods on fire all over the place. Fuel rods that are outside in cooling tanks on fire. This is one of the biggest nuclear waste dumps in the world, not just the 6 reactors. And there you see the video of equipment, what looks like fuel rods, you name it, spraying into the atmosphere. Now the Japanese government's having to admit that radiation is much higher than they've said. Many people tried to evacuate 37 million metro Tokyo, a total of 8.5 million in the actual city limits. 37 million people, many of them trying to go south. The country's had hundreds of aftershocks, hit by massive tsunami, hit by the 9.1 earthquake Friday, and the subsequent aftershocks. Thank God that the Japanese are stoic and very lawful, well-behaved people, or this would be a lot worse right now. And we have a map put out by the Japanese government. We'll put that back on screen. We have several maps. Where is this particular one from? Japan radiation monitoring by Pro Feature. And they're taking the different readings being put out by and Target Map is integrating them. We have other maps that show similar reports from mainstream media. So we're taking this map as accurate. But notice, if you go to this map, and we'll get it posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com very soon. I've got my staff working around the clock on this. We're going to post a page with a bunch of different maps. DrudgeReport.com is linked to a lot of these maps as well. That the Fukushima area is in pink. Now, there are areas south of it, directly where the wind was blowing, southeast, that is in red, showing higher levels of radiation. Other areas in orange, also south, exactly what you would expect. But the pink, or the dark pink, almost purple, says under survey, which means they're not releasing the information to be added to the alert site. So I want to open the phones up. And as listeners from Japan and others direct us to them, you can go to the different prefects or counties or states of Japan, and their local governments have their own radiation detection, and they've been reporting higher levels than what the mainstream media has been reporting worldwide, what governments have been saying, and the reports they've been putting out for 3 days have turned out to be accurate over and over again. So I want to open the phones up for people only in Japan. I know a lot of Americans and others are having trouble getting out. A lot of media outlets like French World Service and others have pulled out. The British, the German, the French are not flying flights into Tokyo. That's been going on now for a day and a half. I want to open the phones up specifically for people that want to direct us to different, in fact, let's ourselves go to Japanese monitoring sites, some of the state governments or prefect governments, to see what radiation levels they're showing to try to integrate it in with what our media is telling us. Because in the history of nuclear disasters, one thing we know is that media will cover up and spin what's happening. Now, depending on the different estimates by meteorologists who study the prevailing winds, the trade winds, and then up higher, the jet stream from Japan going right across the west coast of the U.S., and then continuing across the continuous lower 48 as well as Canada to the north, it generally takes 4 to 7 days for pollution from Japan to hit the United States. The Surgeon General last night put out conflicting messages. The federal government had been putting out reports saying, don't worry about potassium iodine. There's not going to be a problem. But then she came out and said, you might as well try to get some as a precaution. But it is a no-brainer. And Dr. Bob Bowman, 3 degrees in nuclear physics and aeronautics, agreed on this broadcast that some of that radiation undoubtedly is going to get there. And they're talking about, well, don't worry, only a couple of the internal cores have been unsealed, and we're hoping that there's not a problem, but there's only 50 workers of the 500 that should be there. Fukushima's 50, not afraid to die, is the CBS News headline in there with all those explosions and problems, and the place being a giant nuclear waste dump with 600,000 plus spent fuel rods that are highly radioactive, undoubtedly on fire in the explosions, being thrown all over the place. It just makes the head spin. Separately this morning, I saw a report out of KTVA that we wrote a blurb on with the headline, State Radiation Levels in Alaska Elevated but Not Harmful. But then when you actually watch the video of the state official, he says they could get there and could be elevated, but they'll be low and that they don't think it'll be a problem. But the headline, somebody got to him and had him water it down, or it's a mistake. My gut tells me Alaska would be, many meteorologists say, the first place, because on Friday the winds were going northeast mainly. Then they changed pretty much east. Then they shifted yesterday to southeast down over Tokyo. Today they flipped back out straight into the ocean towards the United States west coast. So it's you know, the wind is moving around, but generally to the east. But it moves from the north to the south. It hasn't yet turned west towards the rest of Japan and Russia since this began Friday. And generally the winds do move that way from west to east over Japan. So we're trying to track this. Now here's another big facet. Where is the $1 trillion Navy, the $1 trillion Air Force, the $1 trillion Army? Where are they with their radiation detectors? Where are they with aircraft flying through the atmosphere at different levels, giving the public reports and estimates of how much radiation is coming our way and when it'll make landfall, if any? Why 5 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 5 days, it's now Wednesday, the 16th of March 2011, where are those reports? I'm seeing reports, one of the Democratic Underground, that detectors, newspapers have reported, but then it's unconfirmed in Southern California, elevated levels. We don't know the truth. And as Dr. Bob Bowman said yesterday, cesium, strontium, different isotopes of strontium, radioactive iodine, most detectors are not going to pick that up. They're just going to pick up basic radiation, not the lower level radiation that's in those different isotopes. It's very dangerous, toxic, and poisonous. Then a lot of general detectors are not going to pick those up. So that's a whole nother issue. I'm trying to just throw out different topics, different points to get all of us thinking, put our heads together. Are you in Japan? Do you have family in Japan? Again, our listeners are smart. Help us. There's a whole bunch of different states, prefects, as they're called in Japan. Send us emails at showtips@infowars.com. I should have already been on this, but there's so much is going on. But we've seen the press reports of local districts of Japan reporting higher radiation than what the main government's been saying. I mean, there's clearly a cover-up. They've been being very deceptive about this. We've had alert Fukushima cover-up, 40 years of spent nuclear rods blown sky high. That is a fact. That we know at 1 and 3 that blew up spectacularly with a lot of force, particularly the Mark 1 MOX reactor, Fukushima 3, that blew sky high. We know that stored on top of that facility and within that facility at different levels were hundreds of thousands of spent plutonium and uranium-based fuel rods, 7% plutonium, 93% uranium, and that those sprayed up into the atmosphere. There's no doubt about that. And many experts are saying this looks like it's already dwarfed Chernobyl. 1-800-259-2011. 800-259-9231. If you've got specific intel and detectors you want to point us at in Japan, 800-259-9231. Stay with us. We'll be right back with all this news.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Due to the extreme conditions from the Japanese earthquake and the fallout of depleted uranium, HempUSA.org recommends new important products that are loaded with iodine, microplant powder, green life kelp powder, raw unprocessed red palm oil, and our 10% roll-on clear iodine that heals the skin and naturally puts iodine back into your entire body. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Phone calls are coming up in the next segment. Here are just some of the headlines. Escape from Japan. Private jets in demand as exodus grows. Thousands jam airports. Lufthansa, KLM, cancel flights. Emperor in historic speech says don't give up hope. Setback in fight to control reactors. New plumes of smoke. That's the off-gassing of radiation, ladies and gentlemen, with the burning fuel rods. New plumes of smoke pour from reactor number 3. That's the big Mark 1 plutonium reactor that blew so devastatingly on Monday. We're very close now to the point of no return. That's another big headline. The Fukushima 50, not afraid to die. Radiation spews into the sky again. And continuing, ladies and gentlemen, with these headlines, military rescuers brace for Japan radiation in U.S. aid flights. People coming back. One particle of uranium and plutonium can kill you. They're still whitewashing it, calling it low-level cesium, strontium, radioactive iodine. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just seen one of the biggest nuclear waste dumps in the world that was Fukushima, with over 600,000 rods on fire and exploding and being blasted all over the place. And again, this was already happening days ago, but here it is. Radiation levels shoot up in Tokyo vicinity. This is pouring out of Kyoto News. Radiation levels shoot up in Tokyo. Its vicinity Tuesday following the reactor accident in Fukushima No. 1 power plant in northeastern Japan that was triggered by last week's massive earthquake. And again, 3 is on fire right now, smoking. Osaka radiation levels remain low after Fukushima accident. Bloomberg, that's good news. Nuke plant blast raises radiation threat. ABC News. Reactor type weather affect radiation risk. We're going to be going over all of this. Again, military rescuers brace for Japan radiation and U.S. aid flights. Coming, continuing, wind to blow towards Pacific from quake hit Japan. This out. We don't need Reuters to tell us that. We know where the wind's blowing, but there it is. Paul Watson. Newly released images show devastated nuclear reactors. We're now getting images of them, many of them blown completely down to the ground. Others look like bombed out images of Germany after World War II. Photos show smoke coming out of 3 of the 4 reactors that have been heavily damaged. Again, as the rods are obviously on fire inside, off-gassing radiation that then blows out towards the United States. Continuing, Japan scrambles to pull nuclear plant back from brink. Japan's nuclear crisis appeared to be spinning out of control. This is Reuters today. On Wednesday, after workers withdrew briefly from a stricken power plant because of surging radiation levels and a helicopter failed to drop water on the most troubled reactor. In a sign of desperation, the police will try to cool spent, sending the cops in, poor cops, and nuclear fuel at one of the facility's reactors with a water cannon normally used to quell riots. Yeah, they're sending the cops in. The scientists won't go in. Poor cops. Kind of like on 9/11, breathing the deadly dust along with the firefighters. Man. Sending the soldiers in. Got to commend those police. Would American cops do that? I think they would. But look what we saw on 9/11 going into that collapsing thing to try to save people. I tell you, this is just amazing. You see the best and worst of people right now. Early in the day, another fire broke out at the earthquake crippled facility, which was sent low levels of radiation wafting into Tokyo in the past 24 hours, triggering fear in the capital of international alarm. Japan's government said radiation levels outside the plant's gates were stable, but in a sign of being overwhelmed, appealed to private companies to help deliver supplies to tens of thousands of people evacuated from around the complex. Continuing here. Fukushima nuke plant situation worsened considerably, think tank reporting. Kyoto News, NBC News, Surgeon General says buying iodine a precaution. Conflicting messages appear in an effort to buy iodine tablets. NBC, Japan crisis spurs iodine demand in U.S. and Canada. Panic buying stocks of potassium iodine exhausted in U.S., PrisonPlanet.com. Here is a ABC News piece that just came out. We're going to link this up on Infowars.com. Nuclear crisis raising radiation levels halt workers at Fukushima plant. They say they're reaching the point of no return. Surging radiation levels temporarily halted work at the troubled reactors in Fukushima. Daiichi nuclear power plant raising worries that officials are running out of options to stabilize the escalating catastrophe. Now they're calling it what it is. We're very close now to the point of no return, said Dr. Miyoko Kaku, a theoretical physicist, said. It's gotten worse. We're talking about workers coming into the reactor perhaps as a suicide mission, and we may have to abandon ship. A group of 180 workers rotate shifts, working in the plant in teams of 50 men. Men. The men have been nicknamed the Fukushima 50. When radiation levels surge following a unit fire in 4, rising cloud of radioactive vapor at unit 3. Officials fear the worst. We're going to break all this down. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
Don't Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Central, we cover real issues. The meltdown of the dollar, the police state, the world government being established, the globalists destabilizing the Middle East, the increase in oil prices and other commodities. Paul Watson's doing an article that'll be out in the next 30 minutes at prisonplanet.com, pointing out that Obama spent much of yesterday and today, Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Obama, the puppet teleprompter reading president, with his picks for the college basketball, NCAA, and he spent an hour and a half this morning doing his picks, and now he's going to travel on some trade mission to South America. As Japan begs for help, as this meltdown continues, as the biggest nuclear disaster undoubtedly in world history a giant nuclear waste dump that was Fukushima, not just the six reactors, blow sky high with the big reactor 3 with the plutonium in it, smoking and on fire. That's going on right now. People are fighting for their lives. They've got shifts of 50 men going in at a time who the mainstream news is saying are going to be deader than hammers, giving their lives up, and Obama is there picking NCAA garbage. Because it's all about setting your priorities on idiocy. They don't want a serious, informed public. Where is the president telling us where the military is, getting readings from that radiation blowing towards the U.S.? Where are the trillions of dollars of aircraft and ships telling us what's going on? Finally, there's a report that they may fly a spy plane over it to try to get some readings. Finally, there's a report that they're not letting the military get within 50 miles of it and have the ships run hundreds of miles. Headline, U.S. to fly spy plane over Fukushima nuke plant for closer look. The U.S. military will operate a global hawk unmanned high-altitude reconnaissance aircraft. It's so deadly they won't even send in manned craft. What does that tell you? Over a stricken nuclear power plant in Fukushima prefecture, possibly on Thursday. Oh, yeah, let's wait till tomorrow. I mean, they can drop hellfire missiles on people with guns who they don't even know who they are in Afghanistan, but they can't get a spy plane over it until tomorrow. Unbelievable. Possibly Thursday to take a closer look at its troubled reactors, a Japanese government source said today. Photographs taken by the plane equipped. Now they're saying another one took photos. Photographs taken by the plane. This is confusing. First they say it'll be Thursday. Now they say photos taken by a plane. Who's writing these articles? Photographs taken by the plane equipped with infrared sensors. Oh, they haven't done it yet. It's in the future tense. Could provide a useful clue to what is occurring inside the reactor buildings around which high-level radiation has been detected. Where is the military? Where is the multi-trillion dollar military that cost around $2 trillion a year? $1.1 trillion on budget, $800 to $900 billion off budget. Where is the $1.9 to $2 trillion military? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? They should have been Friday in the air, and you know they are. They don't want you to know what they found. They've got ships and aircraft all over the place. They're telling you maybe tomorrow they'll fly one over with infrared. Another Kyoto news here. Urgent. Fuel rods damage at Fukushima 2 reactors. Estimated 70 to 33%. They admit it 1 and 3 at least, and 2, they're now saying, that the inner containment area with the live rods is exposed. Well, of course, you saw those explosions. And then the whole place is a giant nuclear waste dump with them storing the rods on top of the containment vessels that blew up. I mean, you better believe radiation's coming our way. I pray most of it rains down in the ocean. That's probably going to happen. But still, some of it is going to get here. And the government is saying, no big deal, no threat, no problem. I'm so angry, I can barely even broadcast right now. I have children. I looked at them this morning. You know what radiation does to children? It's many times worse for them because they got fast-growing cells. An estimated 70% of the nuclear rods have been damaged at the troubled number one reactor of the Fukushima number one nuclear power plant, and 33% of the number two reactor, Tokyo Electric Power Company, said today. The reactor's cores are believed to have partially melted with the cooling functions lost after Friday's magnitude 9.0 earthquake rocked Fukushima Prefecture, that's the state or county, and other areas in northeast and eastern Japan. And they're not giving radiation levels of around Fukushima or south. If you look at the graphs that are on TV and on the web that are being, they're taking government numbers, it shows moderate to high levels around Tokyo, but then they have it in pink around Fukushima and saying, they're still gathering data. What does that tell you, ladies? They do not want you to know. But they are reporting that radiation levels, ABC News says, are so high that, quote, workers cannot carry out even minimal work at the plant now. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yuko Indano told the Associated Press, because of the radiation risk, we are on standby. Risk? I will continue to cover all of this as it unfolds at Infowars.com, at PrisonPlanet.com. We have Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, in studio in the third hour. We have investigative journalist Greg Palast, who's for decades reported on nuclear mishaps and dangers, to get his take, joining us at the bottom of the next hour. We have all of this information unfolding. I'm going to take some phone calls, and then I'm going to get to the most important article of all of these. We know that there are three levels of containment, the central sealed live reactors that do not have spent uranium and plutonium. They have the real deal in them. Totally deadly as it gets. Then there's another area above that with the equipment and the pipes and the water cooling. That's what's been completely blown away at Fukushima number three, guaranteed, and seriously damaged at one and two. Four is also damaged, but three is the big one with the big mushroom cloud. They're now admitting that from Monday, now 2 days ago. Blew up more than 48 hours ago. Here's what we know. They store them at the second level of containment. That was completely blown away and ejected into the air. Then it's based all around the base with the explosions. Those have caught on fire. It is complete bedlam at that facility. And the rods that are spent are highly radioactive. They break down into basically what's described as like a type of graphite-looking powder. They then begin to burn. They then get into the atmosphere. They're on the ground. They're getting into the Japanese water table. They're getting into the ocean right there. They're on the coast. But that's not the big issue. The big issue is that with all these explosions, they've been ejected into the air, thousands of feet, being caught up in the prevailing winds into the jet stream. You better believe the federal government, if you follow their past history, the Japanese government and others, and the Australians are freaking out, Australian ABC News about the history of Japanese cover-ups, our own cover-ups, it turned out Three Mile Island was 100 times worse than they first claimed. If you follow what they've done in the past, here's the big issue. Here's the key. If you follow that and you look at those explosions and you know there's fuel rods that were stacked on top of those buildings, not just inside, but stacked on top of the buildings in containers and water so they don't ignite, spraying into the atmosphere, they then catch on fire. They're so radioactive still. This is unbelievable. And almost all of it's going out to sea. For 6 or 7 hours, the wind turned to the south, hit Tokyo with a blast of this stuff. Then it turned back out to sea. Good for the Japanese, not good for the sea life, not good for people in North America. It's coming. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. And we have this bizarre headline out of KTVA. State radiation levels in AK, Alaska, elevated but not harmful. I saw that and freaked out. We posted the article. Then I read deeper. It said, oh, no, we're expecting it could come here, but it won't be that elevated. It won't be a big deal. So did they get to them? Have the detectors gone off? Alaska's one of the first places to make landfall because on Friday and Saturday it was going northeast. Then it changed to the east. Then it changed to the south. Then it changed back to the east. So the first plumes of the cesium, strontium, radioactive iodine did go to the northeast towards Alaska. Generally, it takes 4 to 7 days for it to get there. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's 4.5 days to last night in Alaska. I don't know. But you can't trust government to tell you. Do you work in a nuclear plant? Do you work in a detection facility on the West Coast? Have you been called by the feds and told not to tell people what your detectors are picking up? We know this has happened before in previous disasters in the U.S. If you can get through on the lines when you hear somebody hang up, please try to get in or email us at showtips@infowars.com with your number. We will call you back. Showtips, we need to monitor all that, guys. Thank you and gals. Elliot, James, Caesar, Will, Roland, I'm going to go to you. We've got Elliot, California Info, from Marine, James, Texas, former nuke worker, Caesar, West Coast National Guard, and others. Let's go to Caesar first, then to Elliot, James, Will, Roland, and others. Roland of the Dark Tower came. I tell you, this is the Dark Tower right now. Gut check time, folks, because you can't trust the government to tell you what's really happening. And after I take your calls, I'm going to read to you Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson's devastating article that needs to be gotten out to everyone. It's still at the bottom of the front page of Infowars.com. It'll roll off soon and be in the featured archive. There's a little link down there or in the tiles at the top. Alert, Fukushima cover-up, 40 years of spent fuel rods blown sky high. We've got all the evidence and the proof and in their own schematics and their own admissions. It's 100%. People need to know the true severity of this. It's almost incalculable right now. Let's go to Caesar in West Virginia National Guard. Caesar, what are you hearing? What's your take?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm all right.
On the East Coast, we haven't heard anything. But what I wanted to ask was, have you heard anything about the surf teams that were created to deal with this kind of situation?
No, they have spent hundreds of billions of dollars conservatively in the last decade alone for nuclear, chemical, biological systems, detection units. Why aren't they being airlifted there? Where are the surveillance aircraft? Where are the monitors? You know they're flying around getting readings. They're not telling us. Do you really believe the Pentagon, who's obsessed with knowing everything and spying on our email, do you really think, with their giant presence in the Pacific 5 days into this, that they're not crawling all over this with exact radiation measurements, and they know exactly when that stuff's going to make landfall here in the U.S.?
Yeah, I mean, well, California has a tank itself. I know Hawaii has one.
I'm going to have you talk, but I got to get this out. Where are the spy satellites? There's hundreds of them. They got to wait till tomorrow with a drone. Do you buy that for a minute, Caesar?
No, not at all. Not at all. They could those things at any moment. All you need is the guy with the right keyboard and, punch his buttons and that's it.
But what does that point to? Well, we know they've got them at bases in Japan and South Korea. They're right there. That points to cover up because everybody's demanding they do this. So they say, we might do it tomorrow. Does that not spell out cover up?
It spells out something bad, that's for sure.
I'm sorry, go back to the teams they've got on the West Coast.
Yeah, well, California.
You don't think they don't have them in Korea, 300 miles away from Japan or less, with the whole nuclear thing there?
Well, we got a bunch of NBC teams, NBC all over spread out South Korea, so something's got to be happening. I was wondering if you've heard anything. I've been on the internet and I can't find out.
They're saying 6 days after they might fly an airplane over tomorrow.
No. How could they fly an airplane over tomorrow? They already have a Navy fleet out there with all with everything that they need. Everything's there. Japan, we have a unit in Japan. We have Marines, we have Army, we have Air Force.
Guys, give me Paul Watson.
We have Navy.
Well said, sir. God bless you. Stay in touch. Thank you so much, Caesar. I want Watson on air as soon as possible. I'm going to go to another call. I'm going to get Watson on our phone line. I want to give him directives. Also for Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes, Kurt Nemo right now. We need reports out going. They've got nuclear, chemical, biological teams in South Korea. The U.S. is crawling over Japan, especially in Okinawa off the coast on that island. There are ships everywhere. There are aircraft. They should have days ago been giving us radiation readings, military meteorologists telling us, where, what strata of the atmosphere it's gotten into, where they estimate it's coming. But they're not. 5 days into this, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. All right, I'm going to go to Elliot. I'm going to go to James. I'm going to go to Will and Roland in a moment. I want to bring up Paul Watson. Paul, I know you're doing a report on Obama doing NCAA picks for over an hour and a half this morning and talking about basketball and laughing as Japanese go in and literally what ABC News calls a suicide mission to try to fix this. And Obama's obsessing over March Madness and college basketball evil, and he's leaving the country reportedly to go down to South America on some trade mission. I know that's coming out and important to show, but bigger than that, and you can be the editor, Kurt can do it, Steve, you, whoever, they got NBC teams all over South Korea, nuclear, chemical, biological. They got teams all over Japan, especially at Okinawa, huge U.S. force there with nuclear detectors. They got the ships. We got the multi-trillion-dollar military. They are guaranteed getting measurements and don't want to tell us. They should be telling us with meteorologists what's happening with weather reports about if it's going to make landfall or when, so people can make preparations. But just like 9/11 with the deadly asbestos dust and the rest of it, they knew it was deadly and told folks the air was safe to breathe. Following Three Mile Island, they report it was over 100 times worse a decade after than what they told us. The ABC News article out of Australia, how they're saying that the Japanese always cover up. We've got to point out that there's not a government response or the response is secret and that it's our government, we demand to know what's going on. Paul Watson, what's your take on that?
The EPA has announced that it's deploying radiation monitors to the West Coast. But obviously, as he said, who even knows if you can trust what they say after 9/11 and the air is safe to breathe? The public's lost all confidence in trusted officials. So, I mean, with the Rush spy potassium iodide, that just shows how much confidence, how much trust that they've lost over the past decade.
Well, Paul, we know there's 600,000-plus fuel rods there that have been blown to kingdom come. There's no doubt that it's blowing in our direction, and there's no doubt that some of it will make it here. Hopefully, we pray it goes into the ocean. But then what happens to the Alaskan salmon, the salmon out of Washington State, the Canadian salmon? What happens to the milk? I mean, and where's the government? They've got all these assets there, and they should be flying through those clouds. That's what we pay the military to do. They should be getting us the information, Paul.
Yeah, but, I mean, isn't meeting with the Chicago Blackhawks ice hockey team more important? Isn't, you know, partying with lawmakers during a Bulls-Bobcats game of more significance? Because that's what Obama has been doing over the past...
When is your report on that scumbag coming out?
About 15 minutes' time.
We're standing by, Watson. We'll get that out to everybody and try to force a response. This should be a major scandal that New World Order puppet, is he doing that on purpose to act like everything's okay? It makes me sick. Thank you, Watson. We need to get on the report dealing with the military not responding.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, here's the deal. Coming up at 8 after next hour, I'm calling the White House. I'm calling the head of the House, John Boehner, up. And I'm saying, Boehner, you need to go on the House floor and rebuke Obama right now for obsessing over NCAA basketball and meeting with hockey players. He just all he's doing. And getting up there in PR stunts to make sports fans like him, doing hour-and-a-half-long picks this morning with a big board on TV while Japan's emperor says, don't give up hope, we're in an emergency, reactors blowing up, radiation raining up into the sky, drifting towards the United States. This scumbag government. Remember Katrina? They didn't come with food and water. They ordered the troops to take guns from the high and dry areas. Government makes me sick. They never protect you. They never warn you. They never use the assets to help people. We need to know when the radiation hits the U.S. instead of it being covered up so people can stay indoors as the cloud comes over. There's a lot you can do to mitigate this. Instead, March Madness. This is everything that's wrong with our society. And I've got a rant coming up on that point at the 20 after next hour. I'm going to focus in on this and really nail them on it. But I am so angry right now. Who's up first here, John? But we're going to be calling these people. I'm going to call the White House, and you know they'll just brush it off, but not of all of you call, and say, focus on the disaster. Focus on the wars. Focus on the dollar. Don't get up there to focus everybody else what they're doing on the stupid March Madness. It's idiocy. Elliot in California, you're on the air worldwide.
Yes, good morning. I had a little epiphany yesterday, a hiding in plain sight incident. After listening to your show, I went to a Whole Foods to buy some iodine and chlorophyll. In it, the salesperson I met there told me his best friend was a Marine stationed in Okinawa who was on the support ship next to the aircraft carrier flying off the coast. Now, the importance is when this happened. And what happened is they were going to send troops into Sendai to help with the recovery. But they didn't. The reason they didn't is because the radiation meters went off the charts. An aircraft carrier is a deep water vessel. It's way off the coast. So when
it's 200 miles, they admit some ships were radiated, but they said low level.
Okay, that's not, I asked this guy twice about it, and I said, did he say this on the phone? He said, no, it was email. He said, it went off the charts. That's a quote. So this is
when the carrier ran. It didn't run when one blew up because that was big but not that big on Saturday morning. It ran when Fukushima 3, the plutonium reactor, went into that black mushroom cloud. They raced out of there.
What I'm saying is it's hiding in plain sight. If our military won't go in there and help the civilians, And we get a report out on the ships out in the deep sea that the radiation meter went off the chart. That supports what happens, because when did this happen? We were going to send in troops days ago. So the military, they got submarines that can pop up and find out what the radiation is. They got airplanes flying over there. You know, China and Korea and all the other governments are doing it too. Everybody knows what's going on. I think they don't want to admit that it's completely out of control. Just like overcooking in your oven. When you blow something up, I think that reactor is just wide open over there.
It's like when you burn a roast, you forget it's there, and you go to the store, and you come back, and it's on fire, and the house is full of stinking smoke. But this isn't roast fire. This is uranium-plutonium fire.
And they don't know what to do about it, and they're not going to tell, because they don't want to get on TV and say, we don't know what to do.
Well, Obama, the criminal-in-chief, is going to be held accountable that he's telling everybody, play basketball, suck your thumb. And you just said it, hidden in plain view. The carriers have raced away. They're not releasing radiation data. They're not releasing it from around Fukushima because it's bad, folks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.